The vaccine bank is another key priority that NCBA is working on when it comes to, again, hoping for the best, but we prepare for the worst. And the threat of FMD in particular, but a whole host of foreign animal diseases, is really, really getting quite severe in the United States. We're getting really close to having some kind of an outbreak, you know, that we're going to want to be able to respond to quickly and really try and move as quickly as possible to make sure that that loss of revenue, that loss financially to our producers, is as minimal as it possibly can be, because we know this is going to hurt folks if we get an outbreak on our shores. But the vaccine bank, the National Animal Disease Preparedness Vaccine Bank, is one of our key priorities in the Farm Bill, fully funding that effort, as well as the laboratory network and the tests across the country that help track the spread of disease and the spread of outbreaks, is one of our top Farm Bill priorities. And it's really timely today, Tony, because we're in Washington, D.C., and we have the House Agriculture Committee marking up Chairman Thompson's version of that bill. We are extremely pleased and honestly extremely thankful to Chairman Thompson for including such strong support for the vaccine bank in that bill. We think this is a critical part of making sure that we're able to respond quickly to an outbreak. And if we have to wait, you know, 16 weeks to order a vaccine from other countries, have it produced, have it sent here, you know, go through that entire process, 16 weeks represents a lot of lost money for cattle producers. If they can't move, they can't go anywhere, they're waiting for that stop movement order to be lifted during a potential FMD outbreak. So all of this is geared towards, you know, again, hoping for the best, but planning ahead for a worst case scenario where we need to get folks vaccinated, we need to get animals vaccinated, we need to get them traced, we need to get them back on the road so our producers can keep the supply of beef flowing and also keep making money during a disease outbreak.